humans only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya.
Get in! We're doing podcast stuff! This is Twisted Cat.
And Batman.
We just saw Urethane, Unwritten Law, Safe Ferris, and Goldfinger at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. Alright, so Batman doesn't need cheese sticks. He's seen ska.
I have seen some ska tonight.
Okay,
it's
so.
It's the summer of ska, apparently.
Yes, it is the summer of ska. However, this is the final show in our ska lineup. It's not?
No, I don't know. There's got to be more somewhere.
It's currently on the list, the final ska show of the year. All right, so the Wiltern, always a good venue, especially when you have Don't Run Over the Pedestrians loge seats. because, oh my God, they're so much comfier than the not loge seats.
They really are.
I mean, I could have done without the dude behind me dropping an entire bottle of water almost in my purse, but you know, hey.
No, he only kicked the back of my chair once, but he apologized for it when he did.
That's nice. I got no apology for the water. At least I'm hoping it was water. Anyway, he might have peed, who the fuck knows. Anyway, so Urethane. I'd never seen Urethane before. I'd actually never heard of Urethane before.
They're from San Diego.
Yes, that much I got. everybody in the band except for the guy on this side, was that the bassist or the guitar player?
I think it was bass on that side.
Okay. Everybody except him was wearing backwards baseball caps, which is really all I need to know about the band. He was wearing a beanie. I just automatically don't like people wearing baseball caps.
I mean, they're, you know, they're San Diego skate punk.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is all well and good. I have to say, also, I just want to say that this show made me feel older than being able to get a discount at Denny's. Like, the Wiltern chose to play the greatest hits of the early 80s, mostly, in between sets, and it was really disconcerting. Also, lots of people brought their teenage children. Anyway, okay, so back to Urethane. They were okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were your average, like, mid to late 90s, early 2000s skate punk. You know, they've probably got songs on some version of Tony Hawk Pro Skater on, you know, PS18 or whatever it is these days.
Sure.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, I was always more into garage punk than surf punk, so, you know. I'm sorry, skate punk. Showing my age again. okay, and then there was Unwritten Law.
And Unwritten Law.
Who I am familiar with.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was not my first time seeing them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen them at a Warped Tour somewhere back in that heyday.
Sure. They were great.
They were good. I mean, same sort of vibe. Definitely.
More put together, though.
Oh, yeah. A little more polish. A little more on it. And I mean, they've been around, whether they've been around longer, they've played more shows and done more than Urethane.
Otherwise, they would have heard of Urethane.
Sure. And they wouldn't be, like, you know, second on the bill instead of first on the bill. But yeah, again, perfectly good, little bit lighter sound on the,
not as crunchy.
On the skate part. Not quite as crunchy, a little bit. So it was a very mixed skate punk ska show. And Unwritten Law is they're heading towards that ska from the skate punk.
But they haven't quite hit it yet.
And they're not going there. But they're a little bit closer to it.
And then there was Save Ferris. Well, I haven't seen him forever.
Save Ferris. Oh man.
Monique still's got it.
She's still got it. I mean, she's not quite the powerhouse that she was 30 years ago.
Well, we're all getting
but
old.
It was 30 years ago.
I'm not quite the powerhouse I was 30 years ago.
I'm sure I first saw Save Ferris literally sometime 30 years ago. I think the last time I saw them was technically not Save Ferris, Was very early 2000s at one of the best festivals I ever went to, the Ska Summit, the original one. Ska Summit number one in Las Vegas. Save Ferris had actually just split up at the time, and the rest of the band had basically made a band called Starpool, and it was really kind of weird because at some point Starpool was playing on the small stage off to the side, midday, and like an hour or two later, Monique Powell had her own set on the main stage, not as Save Ferris, but it was Monique Powell of Save Ferris. And I think that's the last time I saw her, them, etc. until today. And yeah, I always used to say Monique Powell she's got that stage presence.
Yeah, she totally does.
She works a crowd. She does. She does a great job. She's still got the vocals. She's still got the chops. She's still got the banter. Amusingly, some of it is now interspersed with, you know, I didn't get to play this song because, you know, I felt like an old lady because I threw out a hip on stage.
She did follow that by saying that she has double-jointed hips.
Like, on the other side, my hip is double-jointed. Both of them.
See, I hear that and I just think she has Ehlers-Danlos, but okay. So anyway, great set. Absolutely wonderful set. Great energy.
New band from everybody else is no longer Save Ferris. Apparently I work with the bass player occasionally these days.
Who, by the way, is the bass player version of, if you were familiar with Postmodern Jukebox, Tambourine Guy. I swear to God it was Tambourine Guy, but with a bass.
See, I saw that more in the trombone player. Because trombone player was just on point. The music was good, could play the horn, and was just working it every second of that entire show. Bringing the energy. It was awesome.
So yes, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Save Ferris, always a good show. It was good to see them again. They played some, they have a new song. Just dropped
tonight
On their video on YouTube, whatnot. Dropped today.
Go check it out. I don't remember what it was called, but go check it out.
Which will not be, you know, today when you listen to this, but apparently today, right now. So it'll be later. It's earlier. Time travel. Crazy shit.
Woo! We live in the future or the past. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm just living, man.
And then we had Goldfinger.
And then Goldfinger.
I'm pretty sure I had actually seen them before.
Okay. I don't think I have. Warp Tour, I caught a set somewhere, or I don't know if they... I still got to dig out that t-shirt from the Ska Summit. Maybe they were there or something. But as far as I know, I have never actually seen them. I've had tickets for their shows before. And either something came up and worked this, that, or the show got canceled. I remember they've done a number of tours with Real Big Fish. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if Real Big Fish is playing, I want to be there.
Sure.
I don't care.
Sure.
Around the time of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was the big, huge movie upset craziness of the time. They did a tour of, Crouching Fish, Hidden Finger.
Or I remember like that. That was disturbing.
That I was just upset that I couldn't go to for whatever reason. Wow. Because Goldfinger, Real Big Fish.
One of the entertaining things about tonight is, you know, he announces that this month is their 30th anniversary of starting the band, and today was their new drummer's 31st birthday, which means he was one when the band started. That tickled me.
Sure.
Also, old.
I mean, they've been doing it 30 years, old, but dude. Brought the energy.
Absolutely brought the energy. As always, I prefer their ska stuff to their punk stuff. But, you know, hey, their punk stuff is very cromulent.
They actually specifically say, we play two types of music. We play punk rock and we play ska. Nothing else.
And there's a definite line between the two. Like, they don't really mix them.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not like, oh, it's a punk song with a little bit of ska. No. They play a ska song and a punk song.
And, you know, and they did dress for the ska, which I appreciate. Everybody was wearing a suit, except for the drummer.
Yeah.
Which is good, because otherwise he would have cake all over himself.
They had...
They brought out...
Every guest artist in L.A. that plays punk and ska.
Including Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Who was the one who cake-faced the drummer.
Yeah, he got a birthday cake, and Avril Lavigne came out, and he took an entire sheet cake to the face.
Yeah.
She had already been out and done a song with them earlier. What else did they have? Their horn section for all the ska tunes was horn section from Real Big Fish.
They had a
guitar player, I think, from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah. Was there somebody from Isaiah Dang, I think?
I think so. There was...
A werewolf and a mummy. I did not catch the name of the band.
Yeah, there's some L.A. band, and people were talking over it, so we didn't actually catch who it was.
But yeah, because we had those people behind us again.
It wasn't even as much those people. It was on stage. Okay. There was a lot of stage chatter at that point. But one of the songs, there was a mummy playing bass. And
they were doing an Offspring cover at the time.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was very interesting.
Who else did they have?
Who was the guy at the end?
I have no idea who the guy at the end was.
I kind of felt like it was Jacoby, and that which would have been really fucking funny.
No. He didn't have enough hair. He didn't have...
There was some spiky blonde hair going on, but you're right. His hair was not high enough.
But yeah, they had people like coming on. They brought in, you know, guests from all over the place. At one point he had like... you know, who brought their kids with him, bring them on stage. I want all the fucking kids on stage. And so he's got a whole bunch of teenagers just bouncing around the stage.
And one very small child.
One small child. And he actually, you know, went over and had to drag his daughter out to stand with him up at the front there because she was trying to hide.
Well, she's 15. She's shy about everything.
And dad is embarrassing. He's an embarrassing rock star.
Who plays classic rock.
Classic rock, apparently, yeah.
So I would give that show like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. It was high energy. I mean, all of the bands were a bit rough on their first song. I couldn't hear anything, but once they finally got the mics dialed in so you could actually hear what he's saying and everything else, it was great. Great energy, great, you know, band, good mix of music. You know, they'd pop back and forth with the ska and bring out some guest artist for some song. He brought out Steve Caballero from Urethane at the end, right, who he's known for like 30 years since he's been in the band, you know, grew up with him kind of thing. It was a lot of fun, and you could tell that they were just having a good time. Like, just bring on... I think it was the guitar player joked about, you know how you're playing a hometown show because, you know, half of the motherfucking room is on the guest list.
And whining about being
for parking. And you all whined, you know, I'm getting text messages all day. Hey, can you go on a little bit later? I don't get off work until 9:30, so can you, you know, delay a little bit? And that hometown show just means that they can bring on all sorts of people from all over the place who are just there hanging out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, really good show. Next week we have Evening with Shinedown.
Yeah.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. I am also going to see Jewel and Melissa Etheridge. I do not believe Batman will be joining me for that one. However, Patch and I'm Not Here will be there. They are currently not here.
And I am so looking forward to An Evening with Shinedown. It's at the Grammy Museum, and it is not necessarily a concert. They're going to play a couple shows, but it's a, like, 200, 300 people tops audience.
There's going to be a lot of, like, stories,
Q&A, you know, ask questions, tell stories, sit down with the band and, like, talk. And then they're going to play some songs.
Do I get to pet Brent?
That's a question for Brent, really.
So cool. I have been Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!